The Sporting Edge on Tip FM. Funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee. Tipperary's Tip
FM. So I'm delighted to say joining me now is Munster and Tipperary's own Diarmaid Barron. Diarmaid, great to have you on. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for it's great to be on.
Yeah, no, we're going to have a chat a bit about your career to date so far. But I suppose before we kind of go back to the start, at the minute you're on the injury list. You had foot surgery. Just tell us a little bit about the injury and kind of where you're at now.
You're right. I got injured against Leinster on Stephen's Day, and so basically I damaged ligaments in my foot and ended up having to go for surgery. And it's coming along nicely at the moment, but I'll be a bit longer yet. It's an awkward one, unfortunately, so it'll be a bit longer, but on the right track.
Yeah, I'd imagine it's a kind of a frustrating time, I suppose, especially kind of given where you kind of were at the time and captaining the team in recent months and things like that before the injury. So it's probably come at a very frustrating time for you.
Yeah, I suppose it is. There's never really a good time to be injured, but if there was one time for me, I suppose, where it was the worst, is probably now. But look, I've been very lucky over the last couple of years. I've managed to stay pretty injury-free, nothing major anyway. So, look, I suppose we all get our injuries, and just it was my time to now, unfortunately.
And is it a intensive rehab kind of program you're on, or how are you managing that?
Pretty intensive, I suppose. It's the in most days of the week anyway to keep going away at it and gymming and trying to keep some bit of fitness up and. In team meetings and things, so it's good to stay involved anyway and around the lads, and it does a lot of good for my head anyway.
We'll check back in on that in a few moments time about what's to come, I suppose, for Munster in a big game this Sunday, of course. But for yourself, your kind of rugby life, tell us a bit how you kind of first got into rugby. I know you were down in Rockwell College, but your kind of first introduction into the sport.
So from very close to Rockwell, just down the road really, and the local club was Cashel, and my brother was in there playing. He's a few years older than me, and I suppose I just followed him in there and tried to play with him and fell in love with the game ever since really. After Cashel then went into Rockwell, played in Rockwell for 6 years and loved every minute of it. And then after Rockwell down to UCC for a short spell, and then on to Gary Owen, where I really earned my stripes in terms of going into men's rugby, and then after that into the Munster Academy and the Irish age grade teams.
So when you were in Rockwell, you had a successful time, I believe, was it the 2015 Munster Senior Cup success there. Were you in any of the Munster kind of development squads at that time, or was it just the Academy where you got your first start?
So in 2015, I would have been... I wouldn't have been involved in any squad yet, I don't think. And it was great. We had a successful year, and as a result of that, probably it gave me a boost to get into kind of a development squad that summer. And throughout the summer then, got to learn a load, and was lucky enough the next year then to be involved with Munster 18s and then the 19s. And then on from that, some Irish underage teams, and then into the academy after that.
Yeah, no, it's been a great progression. And when you were in Rockwell, was Dennis Leamy, was he still there at that stage?
He was, yeah. Dennis was there, and his brother Kevin and Mark Butler, all lads that I would have worked with for quite a few years and learned a lot of. And it's great to be working with Dennis again now.
Yeah, I'm sure it's nice to have that bit of familiarity there. But in with the Munster Academy then, you made your debut fairly young. I think you're only 19 at the time. Do you remember that game against Cardiff, your kind of feelings around that back in, I believe it was in 2018?
Yeah, it was a lot of nerves. Cardiff had a very strong team at the time, with a lot of household names. And look, we were on the wrong end of a bit of a drumming that day. I only came on for 5 minutes, but it was a huge thing for me and my family, and something I was very proud of at the time.
Yeah, and it's been a quite a journey since then, I suppose. In the last couple of years, you've very much established yourself into into the Munster starting team and all the way up to captain, which we'll get to. But just those kind of first few years in with Munster, what's that like kind of, what's that like kind of mentally, I suppose? And it's a big step up, as you said, into men's rugby when you're with Gary Owen, but I'd imagine it's even bigger step up when you're going into the professional ranks in with Munster.
Yeah, it is. It's a big step up, right? The intensity is something that kind of I would have been taken a bit aback by. You know, you're in there. It's pretty much 9 to 5 or 8 to 4, really. You're in there all day, and between meetings and gyms and training sessions, it's a full day of work and hard work as well. But it's very enjoyable at the same time. And then, whilst being in the academy, and we were pretty much with the seniors most of the time training, we learned a lot, and being able to then place and go play for your AL club at the weekend was great as well, because we wouldn't have got that game time for quite a few years just waiting to play for Munster. So it was brilliant to play with a club like Gary Owen and learn a hell of a lot against some very talented players.
Yeah, it's a good system in with Munster to develop the younger lads, having them playing with the AIL teams, as you mentioned there. But when you're going in then as a professional player, like, was that, at what point do you think that kind of became a goal in your head that you'd love to go on and become a professional rugby player?
I'm not really sure, to be honest. I suppose watching Munster teams when you were younger in 06 and 08 and watching them win things was always a goal, to win something with them yourself. And I suppose as a kid, you think you can, and you don't realise how hard it's going to be. And I suppose a lot of people think that they're going to play for Munster or respectively in GA, play for Tipperary or whatnot. So there was a bit of a pipe dream there, but it was nothing more than that. But then I suppose as I grew up a bit around 16, 17 and getting into development squads, I got a bit of a taste for it and wanted more and more ever since.
Yeah, and it just kind of naturally progresses from there. And like you mentioned there, watching Munster win and things like that when you were younger, and Munster kind of went on a bit of a drought in recent years up until last year and that URC win down in South Africa. Tell us a bit about that. You started that game, you scored a try in that game. It just looked like it was such a great occasion for Munster, but I'm sure being a part of it was just something special.
Yeah, it definitely was. We'd spent quite a bit of time down in South Africa in the month build up to that. It was our third trip down there in 6 weeks, I think, and it's quite the spin, and we were tired in ways, and in other ways we felt like we could play a match every week for the the weeks after, because we were in such good spirits, and we got very close over that time, travelling together and staying together, and it really told in the way we performed, and we got our groove, and it was a very special, I suppose, day to be involved in. Something I probably won't grasp for quite a while to come yet, to be honest, but to have my mum down there and sister and my auntie and some family friends was very special too, and the amount of Munster support down there was crazy. I was meeting people that were going down to Cape Town for the weekend, which is a 16-hour flight off the flight for a few hours and then back again, which I thought was crazy, but in a great way. And the support was incredible.
Yeah, it was unreal. And there was planes being chartered from Shannon and everything, bringing supporters down. I remember at the time it looked unreal to be down there, and like winning that, and even just seeing the celebrations after. I believe you were able to bring the URC trophy to Cashel Rugby Club and things like that. So it's just a brilliant occasion, but that must have been a special moment as well, heading back to your old club with a trophy like that.
Yeah, it was great, and to be able to bring it over to New Inn then and back to Rocker Rovers as well, to the GA club I grew up playing in, and then on to Cashel with it was very special. And like I said, I suppose I probably won't realise the magnitude of it for a while yet, but look, it was very special to see people coming out to see it and smiles on faces, because, like you said, there was quite a drought there, and a lot of people had followed Munster for quite a few years without any success. And I feel like we owed something to the fans and all the travelling support and everyone who's stayed with us along the journey.
Yeah, and even some of the players that had played for Munster for so long without winning anything with Munster, let's say the likes of Peter Mahoney and co. So it was just made it so such a brilliant occasion. But since then, after that summer, then you signed a new contract with Munster. You became Munster captain for some of the games just before you got injured. So, like, it's been a steep kind of incline in progression in your career from when you first came in with Munster to suddenly becoming captain. How did that kind of come about with Graham Rowntree, the coach, and he come and approach you? What was your first kind of impressions when he kind of mentioned that you're going to be captain?
How it came about, I can't really remember. I think there might have been an injury two during the week as well. To Lazdek that might have been captain. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But he essentially called me on the Friday and just I went in and had a bit of a chat with him, and he just said, "Look, you're going to be captain this weekend." And my heart sank a bit with nerves, but with excitement as well. And it was a very special. Very special moment for me. To be honest, it was a day I definitely won't forget, even though I ended up getting a bang in the head during it, but I definitely won't be forgetting that one. And very special. I rang my parents straight away and they were delighted too, and I know it means a lot to quite a few people around me, so it definitely wasn't lost to me.
Yeah, and like it must be just amazing just walking out. And I think was that game on in the Aviva against Leinster as well in one of the games that you captained, and like, you know, that is just kind of the pinnacle of playing with Munster, leading a team out like that. You know, those are, I'd imagine the kind of hairs might have been standing on the back of your neck really kind of when you're in the dressing room walking out to a kind of packed out stadium like that.
Yeah, it was actually a game as well that Stephen Archer beat the record for Munster appearances, so it was a big day for him as well, and very lucky to have played a part in that. You know, what a servant to Munster, and he's a guy that I've become very close with, and it was class to do that. It kind of that took it a bit off my mind as well, which is great, because he was achieving something so great. It was nice to think about him more so than having to worry about captaining the team that day.
Yeah, 100%. And like, since then, we've mentioned you had the foot injury. You're kind of rehabbing that at the minute and on the mend. But like, going back to the URC win and things like that, we mentioned like some of the older players in there, how good it was for them. But there's a kind of a cohort there of lots of youth coming through and younger players coming through at Munster at the minute. So kind of getting those lads success as well is just as important. But even looking at your own school and Rockwell College, and Brian Gleeson has just signed a new contract with Munster this week. You know, Brian is someone who seems to have really kind of burst on the scene in the last couple of years, and his first debut season, he's also injured here at the minute, but probably nice to have a few kind of local lads in there with you as well.
Yeah, it is great. You know, when Ben Healy left during the summer, I was the last Tipperary player in the squad, and it felt a bit lonely, right, to think of that. But it was Brian coming in was, look, he's been fantastic. He's a very talented athlete and a huge man, and I'm sure he has a massive future ahead of him. So it's very exciting to have players like that coming through and knowing that Munster are going to be in a good place for quite a while to come with guys like that coming through as well.
Yeah, and there's I don't know what they're feeding some of the Munster Academy players, even the likes of Edwin Adogbo, who's also signed on. There's some absolute units of lads in there. So I'm sure training and things like that doesn't get any easier with just the kind of mass of lads in there at the minute.
Yeah, no, it definitely doesn't. I suppose when you're training with the likes of Edwin and Brian and so on, to name a couple, you got to be switched on at all times because you're going to get smashed otherwise. And you know, just the physics of the mass gliding, you're never really winning those collisions. So you have to figure out ways of trying to get around them. And look. We're very, very lucky to have players like that. I think that in Munster at the moment, we've some of the most talented players, some of the most talented young players anyway, around the country, the likes of Tom Ahern as well and John Hodden and stuff. And also that even younger cohort of Brian and Edwin, they've been fantastic when they've played, so we're very, very lucky to have them.
Yeah, and long may that continue. This weekend, of course, a massive game, Champions Cup knockout away to Northampton Saints. You've mentioned you're in around team meetings and things like that. How are the lads facing? And I suppose how are the lads fixed for the game? And like, it must be kind of a disappointing one for yourself, kind of having to be watching on the sidelines for when these big games come around.
Yeah, the lads they're going very well. I think they had a tough challenge last weekend against a good Cardiff side. Cardiff really came to play and made life very difficult for us. But we know where we went wrong as well at times during the weekend. And the lads are gunning for us. You know, it's a big knockout game in Europe away from home, and probably a lot of people riding Munster off, which usually creates a bit of a reaction. And you know, it's very exciting for the lads. And like you said, the big games are the ones you want to be a part of. But you know, my role is different, and it's to try help anyone I can to prepare for them, even if it's a short conversation or anything, to feel a part of it. But I've no doubt the lads have put in a big performance, and whatever happens after that happens. But yeah, I'm looking forward to watching it anyway. It should be a great game.
Yeah, and hopefully it won't be the last Champions Cup game for Munster for this season anyway. But just before we finish up, once you kind of get back out onto the field and recovered from this injury, what are you kind of aiming for? What are your kind of goals going forward? Because, you know, as I mentioned, your career has been kind of shooting upwards in projection in the last couple of years. So, you know, things like Ireland cap and things like that they're surely maybe on your radar.
Yeah, I suppose when an injury like this happens, your goals have to shift a bit, and they become very short-term goals. In first of all, getting back and making sure you're right and in a better place than you were when you got injured, because it's important to improve yourself while you're not playing games. I think it's a great opportunity to get better at certain things that you weren't so good at. And I'll definitely work on that, but after that, when I'm back, it's trying to get back into a Munster team. But like, the lads have been playing very well. Niles been playing very well, and Owen Clark and Scott, they've all been doing well for Munster as of recent times. And there's a tough enough challenge to get into that team first. So in order to try to get towards an Ireland squad, I definitely have to get into the Munster team first. And I'm very, very aware of that. And I won't be looking too far into the future, because I have to get back playing first, like you said.
Well, we will definitely wish you the very best of luck, and very best of luck with the rehab first, as you said. Get back out onto the field first, and we look forward to seeing you back in our Munster jersey as soon as possible. So, Dermot Barron, thanks a million for joining us on Across the Line, and the very best of luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks very much. Cheers, Bob.
The Sporting Edge on Tip FM, funded by Commissioner Naman, with the television license fee.